A few medical instruments, the most advanced ones, floated around the room, swirling in the air in the middle of the chamber like a miniature whirlwind outlined by the contents of a physician's office. The elderly man, who had been reading, was now hunkered down behind a stout wooden table. Atop another table were the ruins of a blaster pistol. Its battery pack appeared to have exploded, separating the weapon into several pieces, of which the handle and barrel recognizably remained on the tabletop. The old man's cheek was split as if by shrapnel. There were howls and cries of alarm from outside. Luke charged in that direction, throwing the blanket curtain aside and hurling the door open. Outside was a vision of chaos. The instant Luke emerged, a late model land speeder rolled past, mere meters from him, end over end, as if kicked by the galaxy's largest rancor. Three computer monitors, moving in formation like starfighters, flew by overhead, banked, then smashed straight into the wall of an old-timer house. Luke heard cries of alarm from within. A block to the left, a whirlwind composed of glittering dust, chunks of speeder bike, glow rods stripped from the building stilts, bales of wire, girders, and droid parts grew to an undulating shape 10 meters tall and began moving away. A block straight ahead, a dome, a newcomer building, jerked and rattled as if straining to break free of the ground. Ben and Vistara appeared to either side of Luke. Ben's eyes were wide.
"Stang!"
Luke's reply was curt. "Dome!" He sprinted ahead, angling left to follow a side street toward the twitching, heaving newcomer dwelling. As he skidded around the corner and the dome came fully within sight, it was clear the building and its inhabitants were in serious trouble. Two of the stilts had snapped, lengths of Durasteel rebar showing in the broken permacrete posts. The dome on that side rose 2 meters into the air, then came crashing down on the broken piling stumps. The white dome cracked, but did not collapse, leaving a jagged break across the front facing of viewports and the main entrance. There were cries of dismay and pain from within. Luke charged forward and leapt up into the dome's recessed entryway. It was a difficult leap. He did not draw on the force and had to perform most of the maneuver with his uninjured leg. But he landed where he intended. The light above the door sputtered. The door itself did not open for him. Luke braced himself against the side of the entrance and kicked. But the dome rose and fell again as he did so. He was hurled up to crack headfirst into the entryway ceiling. Despite the shooting pain to his skull, he managed to come down on both feet and not lose his balance. To his right, Vistara leapt, a beautiful ballistic arc that brought her slamming against the dome exterior. In the doorway recess, Luke could not see where she hit, but the sound of impact was the dull clang of meat hitting thin metal instead of permacrete, so she must have been aiming for one of the viewports. There was a muffled clang that had to be the viewport giving way under her impact. To Luke's left, Ben tried the same stunt. He hit harder and had greater mass than Vistara to begin with. The sound of his viewport being punched free from its frame was distinct and gratifying. Luke kicked again, this time completing the maneuver. The door, though a sliding barrier, catapulted free of its frame, giving Luke access to the interior. A living chamber the same size as cells. Then the dome rose again on one side. Luke braced himself on either side of the entryway. Instead of coming down, the dome twisted laterally. Luke heard another permacrete post crack. He looked over his shoulder to watch the world veer as the dome pivoted on its one remaining post. Centrifugal effect nearly threw Luke clear of the entryway. He certainly felt as though his stomach contents were about to be thrown free. He gripped harder, determined not to use the force to anchor him in place, and heaved, propelling himself into the living chamber. This room had started out more crowded with furniture than cells, and now those furnishings were scattered, strewn as if by the breath of some giant being. Electronics, data pads, entertainment monitors, art holo projectors rose to smash into the ceiling, crashed to the floor again, rose once more, hurling sparks in all directions as they performed their aerial dance of self-destruction. Luke saw a stuffed chair beginning to ignite.